I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A number of mobile food stores will be making their way around the state this summer. The idea is to bring fresh and affordable produce to communities without a nearby supermarket. Pauline Zaldona says a lot of American cities face similar issues when it comes to food access.
In Hartford, you know that we only have the one full-service grocery store in the whole city, so there's, you know, many neighborhoods where people, if you don't have a car or if you can't easily get yourself on the bus, it can be really difficult to have access to a store where there are fruits and vegetables being sold.
So she thought, why not drive the food to people? That's the idea behind Hartford's mobile market, a converted school bus that you can actually walk onto, which is filled with local produce. It makes stops all over the city, bringing local produce and other things like bananas to people without easy access to it. And it's an idea that's catching on. Urban Oaks has a truck in New Britain, there's Fresh in New London, and City Seed in New Haven, all of which have kind of a mobile farm stand feel. Nicole Burby is City Seed's executive director. She says with five farmers markets spread across the city, they still weren't reaching all the populations, particularly
elderly and housing authority residents.
She says access to food is important, but so is the knowledge of it. Burby says City Seed does cooking demonstrations at the mobile market, and they also tailor their inventory to the desires of individual cultures and communities.
Not everybody wants tomatoes and basil. Maybe they want turnip greens and broccoli. So we're trying to cater to the needs of different communities within New Haven, because as we all know, we all prefer different things.
Both Burby and Zaldona say their markets accept SNAP and WIC benefits. Schedules for where the mobile markets will be are available on their websites. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.